ça, on appelle ça.
Ouais, okay. It should be plowed one way, one here. If I put a plow round and round, you see?
Mm.
It should be plowed into the hedge one here, and then out the next, got me? From the hedge one here and into the hedge another here. That's how this one. That's how you're supposed to plough headlands, by right? That's the correct way to plough headlands. Headlands.
Mm. What's it called, headland?
Headland, with your turn.
Oh, I see. Mm.
You turn on the end, that's the headland. Suppose you've got a 5-yard headland all the way on the field, that's what you should reckon to plough with horses. Mm. A 5-yard headland. But with a tractor, with a trailer, they have about 12 yards with a trailer plough, a tractor plough.
Mm.
But if it's hydraulic, you can make a 5-yard headland the same as the horses.
Oh, yeah.
Got me?
Yeah. Mm. Yes, I see.
The cord, don't it?
Yes.
It trips for the cord, see, to pull the plough out. You've got to take your tractor up and then trip it, see? It actually gently comes out. When you've got a hydraulic, it's set behind you. You can draw a plate and it's there and just pull the hydraulic lever as it comes up.
Mm.
And you're back a bit in turn, the same as the horses.
Yes.
The voice of Mrs. Wynne of Darlington, Shropshire, recorded in her home by Wendy Hubbard, October 1958.
All right.
Our schoolmaster was an excellent schoolmaster. He brought a lot of the boys to get good positions.
Mm.
He used to have a night school after school, like sometimes for the older boys.
Mm.
There was a young man that lived round here. He couldn't read and write. When he was about 25, he come round here to one of the farms and he got in with my brother. And he said, oh, I wish I could read and write. He said, well, we got to night school. He said, why not come with us? He said, I don't like to look my age. Because my brother was about 15 then, and this young man was about 25. And he said, oh, he won't mind. So he went with him, and he got an excellent scholar.
Mm.
Got a beautiful writer. Used to write beautiful letters to us. He went to the war and he used to write nice letters. Of course, I wasn't married to him then.
Mm.
But he was with the first lot of the Gloucester.
Mm.
That went out. He was in the trenches.
Mm.
He was gassed very bad and he had half his foot blown away. Oh, yes, he was. Big suffering from the war, and my brother was gassed.
Mm.
The one as I visit now, he was out in Salonika and Egypt and Palestine.
Mm.
He ended up in France. Mm. 1940 war, I think, was worse than this last war, wasn't it? You know, for suffering and that.
Mm. Do you remember the end of it?
Yes, I remember November the 11th. It was a beautiful day. And the bells started to peal. And I said to my mother, what a lovely day and a lovely thing for the war to be ended. On November the 11th.
Mm.
And I was married that day, on the 11th of November.
Really?
Mm.
Oh.
So I remember that. Our processions in all Brighton, I've heard her say, and they burnt tar barrels and all that, and, you know, dancing in the street. And we had nothing like that in the 1914. That was in the South African War, I learned my mother talk about it.
Mm.